Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast.
The 49ers have had a prototypical build for speed edge rusher for a long time. Going back to the D Ford, you can look at the Bryce Huff with Robert Saleh, you know, up in New York. You bring him down here. Teron Jackson comes in number 82 defensive end, fits that build. Just really hasn't made much of his NFL career to this point, but 6'2", 254, that kind of undersized, burst, leverage-type edge rusher. He's 26 years old, was drafted out of Coastal Carolina, and he's overcome a ridiculous amount of adversity between injuries to start his college career, not 1 but 2 years, and then, you know, the tragic loss of his brother, which is just, you know, just horrifying. His brother, Darren, died of leukemia at age 12. Teron Jackson was nine at the time, and promised his brother someday he'd make it to the NFL and was able to accomplish that dream. Just how inspiring and incredible is this guy, Teron Jackson, to overcome all those things and make it. This is his fourth year in the season, and you look at the measurables, right? He's wearing jersey number 59 currently. 6'2", 254, 33 and a quarter inch arms, long length arms for a 6'2 guy. He's 26 years old, ran a 4.71 40 yard dash. So he's built like the compact edge speed rusher, right? You type in all of his measurables and mock draftable. His comps are Jeremiah Tachu, D Ford. Like, there is a mold for what the 49ers want this to look like. Robert Beal, D Ford, Jeremiah Tachu, like those types of guys. He fits it. Now, 4.71, he's got the bend, he's got the flexibility. The speed isn't elite, but it is there, and it flashes on tape. He is a situational pass rusher, but in the majority of his snaps in the NFL, he actually graded out better against the run than the pass, and he's supposed to be a pass rush specialist. So that's been interesting. Now, he graduated from Silver Bluff High School in New Ellington, South Carolina. Teron Jackson did. He was named All-Area, South Carolina All-Area for, you know, everything, whatever else. He chooses to go to Coastal Carolina, which, you know, that's a local school there in South Carolina, and graduated with a bachelor's degree in mathematics. Intelligence? Check. What do you want to study? Math. Respect, man. Finished his career at Coastal Carolina, where he dominated. Career leader in sacks for Coastal Carolina, 26.5. Tackles for loss, 44.5. Quarterback hurries, 34. Yards from sacks, 176 yards lost. Off the charts. And you look at just his awards accomplishments during his time in college. 2018, All Sun Belt third team. Well, then he jumps up to Sun Belt Conference, All Conference first team. Then he's a Bronco Nagurski Trophy finalist, Law Impact Trophy finalist, Lombardi Award finalist, all the way up to Associated Press First Team All-American, Consensus All-American. Like, this guy did the best that you could possibly do coming out of Coastal Carolina. It just dominated. Then he gets drafted in the sixth round by the Philadelphia Eagles. They put a premium on edge rushers. That is what they want. So now the 49ers have added not one, but two Philly edge rush guys that didn't pan out for them, hoping that they will pan out in this scheme, this Robert Saleh scheme. He was drafted 191 overall in the 2021 draft, sandwiched between two very profitable 49ers picks. He went 10 picks after Talanoa Hufanga and about three picks before Elijah Mitchell. Both of those, I think, were hits for the 49ers. Taron Jackson hasn't had that type of career yet. The most snaps that Taron Jackson has played this year in his career was his rookie year, 323 snaps. Had a 66.1 PFF grade. All right, it's what it is. But his play time has gone down, and ultimately to where they released him. And so, like, that's kind of where. So he gets released in the middle of last year from the Eagles. The 49ers go and sign him right before their last game, January 6, 2025, days before the Cardinals game to wrap up the season last year. You had all those injuries at defensive end, Ichiro Gross Matos, Nick Bosa, like, just everybody was injured. They bring him in. They like what they see, and they bring him back the following year on a one-year, $1.1 million deal. No guaranteed money if he's cut, so, like, the 49ers aren't on the hook of anything, and that's a big reason why he's at number 82 on this roster countdown this year for impact on the 2025 season. If you didn't add Bryce Huff, yeah, you probably would have bumped Taron Jackson up about 10, but the trade has taken place, and he's filling in the exact same role that Taron Jackson, Robert Beal Jr., these edge rushers, it's just that role is now filled. So how is it he's going to make this roster? That's the question. Now, he's played in 24 games in his NFL career, zero starts, kind of a rotational special teams. That's what Taron Jackson brings. And you look at his entirety of last year, you know, some with the 49ers, some with the Eagles. He had 50 snaps total, defense and special teams, the entire season. It was with the Panthers. Like, it's just not great. So can he find a way to make it click as a pass rusher to where, hey, you have not one but two qualified pass rushers that can come in Bryce Huff and Taron Jackson and just be that guy if Bosa needs a spill or if Mikael Williams needs a spill? Like, look, let me rush off the edge. I can do that. That's the goal. If he can contribute that role and prove to be indispensable, there's room on this roster for another defensive end on the active 53. The only question is, can Taron Jackson earn that and prove to Chris Kucerik and the 49ers, hey, you have not one but two pass rush specialists. If that works and if he fulfills that, there is room and he will make this active 53, but we got to see it first. So for Taron Jackson, number 82 on the roster countdown, shout out to Ben, Josh, and Zach, executive producers of this entire series. And for us and the 49ers Rush team, we'll just keep counting them down. 49ers Rush Road Trip is going into its sixth year with over 40 events at road games. If you are traveling to see the 49ers play this year, you gotta come party with us. And on top of that, we give games, trivia, giveaways. We've partnered with TickPick this year. All you have to do is search 49ers Rush on any of the TickPick sites, apps, you name it. And on top of all of that, best dressed, giveaways, autographed jerseys, kids are always included, and get in for free with a ticketed adult. And a lot of times for select cities, we will have 49ers legends come out and you get to meet and greet them and get autographed. Navarro Bowman, Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, Fred Warner are all players that we have worked with in the past. And trust me, if you want to build the 49ers community, you're traveling by yourself, we got you covered. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's HIMS.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. HIMS.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Very few players have been getting as much buzz as Austin Pleasants through minicamp and OTA. Chris Forster highlighted him in a presser. Larry Kruger's pumping him up like crazy, and Kruger loves those back into the roster guys. And this year, it's Austin Pleasants. And I get it, because He comes in number 81 on the 2025 49ers roster countdown. Offensive tackle. This dude is a Chris Foerster special. A career practice squad member with some elite traits. It's Jake Brindle 2.0 type of a player. Their play style is completely different, but career-long special teamer with some elite traits. Jake Brindle has elite athleticism, speed, intelligence. Austin Pleasance has elite size, length, and power. The problem is just the speed and misdirection. Handling a spin move or a counter move, somebody presses outside to inside, it's been terrible. Now, the reviews is that his speed has finally started to show up. And if that's the case, all right, well, that was the one glaring weakness and why he could not make any rosters or stay on a roster. If he can solve that problem, well, yeah. I mean, this dude is 6 foot six, 333 pounds, with 33 3/8-inch arms. Like, he's built like a prototypical first-round offensive tackle. He's just got some of the heaviest feet I've ever seen graded. And, you know, again, wasn't invited to the combine, didn't do an official pro day, but he's entering into his sixth season in the NFL. And so the feet work, it's just like, man, this guy cannot play in a zone style scheme. He just can't move in space. He can run block well, but like, I don't see it. Now, if the speed and the footwork has improved and he's lost some weight and, you know, mobility's increased, okay, cool. But again, he's 81 on a 91 roster countdown. Can he do enough to fight for a roster spot? I doubt it, right? Like, you'd have to pass Spencer Burford, Andre Dillard, who, you know, first round pick, fifth round pick. Like, it's going to be hard to pass those guys. Yeah, I don't know. Now, let's go through Austin Pleasant's kind of career journey to get to where he is, which is impressive. You know, being an undrafted free agent and making it into your sixth NFL season, that's impressive. That's something to celebrate. He's an Ohio-born, Coal Grove, Ohio. Went to Dawson Bryant High School. College went to Ohio, the Bobcats, not Ohio State University. Two-time team captain in high school. Played basketball, football, was on the track and field team. Has a younger brother. Big movie guy, action figures guy. One of my favorite quotes. He was asked, if you'd be any character on TV, who would you be? He said, Batman. They said, why? He said, because he's Batman. Yeah, very obvious, right? Was a two-star recruit, defensive tackle, offensive lineman, National Honor Society member, smart guy. Committed to Ohio, redshirted there, second team All-Mac in 2019, played only 20 games at Ohio. So you can go back to, you got to talk about NFL. He's lasted this long because of the frame, right? The potential. 6'6", 330 with damn near 34-inch arms. But man, he didn't even start all of his games at Ohio, just trying to figure out where he belongs. Him and his wife, Jennifer, did have their first son in March. Listen to this kid's name. This is awesome. Bo Red Pleasance. Red with two Ds, which is really, really cool. He was an undrafted free agent in 2020. He's only played in five games. Three of those were with the 49ers last year. 97 career snaps. And even in a time where the 49ers lost Trent Williams, Jalen Moore, like everybody was injured, he was still in a rotational role. 49ers eliminated from the playoffs, like still rotating series. That's what it is. So he started his career off with the Jaguars, then the Panthers, then the Chargers, then the Bears, then the Cardinals, then back to the Chargers, then back to the Cardinals, then with the 49ers. But the 49ers liked him enough to not only let him get some game time experience, but to bring him back. And he's in a heavy rotation. Remember, Trent Williams doesn't practice a lot. And so the backup left tackle is going to get all those left LT1 snaps on Wednesdays, the majority of that. And so then your second string backup left tackle, that's Austin Pleasance. And now in the spring, they've had him as Colton McKivitt's backup at the right tackle spot. So, you know, you're two kind of however you want to look at this, but like Colton McKivitt's right tackle one, Austin Pleasance right tackle two. And, you know, Larry Kruger's been, you know, pushing that, hey, he could surpass Colton McKivitz, which I don't believe is the case. 49ers love Colton McKivitz at right tackle. But could Austin Pleasance be a guy? Hey, Colton McKivitz is going to walk at the end of this year. His contract expires. Why don't you do something and you can come in and compete for the right tackle job next year? I think that's the pathway. Now, he signed a one-year, $960,000 deal, no guarantees. His career earnings, just under $1 million, because he's been living off of that practice squad, you know, paycheck for 5 years now, which came out to $866,000. Not like that's chump change by any stretch, but for a six-year NFL pro and not even to eclipse $1 million, it just shows you he hasn't got the playing time. He just hasn't done it. Again, last year played in three games, 67 snaps. His 49 pass blocking snaps, 18 run blocking snaps. Now, the PFS scores were not nice. 49.4 overall grade, that's terrible. 49.3 pass blocking grade, that's terrible. 55.7 run blocking game grade, that's not awful. 60 is replaceable starter level. So he's below that. But again, like, man, you went back and watched the tape. He cannot readjust, right? So he's got the length, he's got the size, but if you press him to the outside and cut inside, crossover just breaks his ankles. Like, his feet are so heavy, he can't move in space. Now, you want to play on the goal line, and that's why I struggle with the scheme fit with Austin Pleasants, because I see him as much more of a physical, you know, gap style running attack. Well, the 49ers are doing a lot of inside zone, and so that fits his skill set. But the bread and butter of the Shanahan offense is always going to be outside zone play action. He just doesn't move well. You watch a spin move or a counter move against him, it's like 10 out of 10 going to work. You set him to the inside, go to the outside. Set him to the outside, go to the inside. Stunts, he's just way too heavy-footed. Reminds me a lot of Trent Brown, really, whenever I watched him, who was a seventh-round pick for the 49ers that I think he's still playing in the NFL somewhere. So, like, there's a pathway for this, and if the speed footwork has improved, okay. Now, where does the ceiling go? 6'6", 330, 33.5-inch arms. That's a rare trait in the NFL. But I think a backup player, you know, best case scenario for Austin Pleasants is a swing tackle play. But there's I just cannot see him beating out both Andre Dillard and Spencer Burford. You know, one guy gets injured, then maybe are the 49ers going to carry three tackles? Are they going to carry four? Because even if one guy does go down, Andre Dillard or Spencer Burford, God forbid, I still don't think Austin Pleasants makes this. And with somebody that's been on, what, six, seven practice squads, like, I don't think teams are chomping at the bit to spend a 53-man roster to snipe him from the 49ers roster, you know, practice squad. That's why I think Austin Pleasants, we have him number 81. Now, you know, shout out to Josh, Ben, and Zach. Here are the rankings individually. We ranked him 84th, 74th, 69, nice, and 83. So there's a big, you know, 84 the lowest, 69 the highest. Still, 53 make it with 16 practice squad. So can he find his way on the practice squad, wait for that opportunity to develop? And again, you know, our roster countdown is just for 2025. I would love the idea of Austin Pleasants developing to the point where he is going to fight for a right tackle spot competition next year. Now, that's my Austin Pleasants optimism. That is not my 49ers optimism. I would like quality offensive line play. And I know Chris Forster and Shanahan think they can just hodgepodge people together and, hey, the scheme's going to take care of it all. At some point, I want a quality offensive line out there. Now, if Austin Pleasants can win a backup role, man, more power to him. I just do not see him winning a 53-man roster spot. I do see him on the practice squad, though. So maybe 81's a little low for us. We did have him all over the place. You know, they have not drafted an offensive tackle in three straight seasons. The only team in the NFL to not draft a center or an offensive tackle last three drafts. They're counting on guys like Austin Pleasants to do something. And so even with all the unexpected rave reviews through OTAs and minicamp and how he looks faster and stronger and more sound, once we put the pads on, we'll see. I do not see him making the 53-man roster, even with an injury ahead of him. I think it's going to take at least two. And even if it is, I think they bring in a vet. But can we develop Austin Pleasants into a structural swing tackle backup? That would be ideal, and something I'd welcome gladly. So Austin comes in number 81 on the 49ers roster countdown. And for us in the Niners team, we'll just keep counting them down. At number 80 on the 49ers 2025 roster countdown, we have a repeat customer. Sebastian Gutierrez, offensive lineman, very versatile, played mostly tackle, comes in number 80. Last year, he was 83. So he's jumped up three spots. In an offseason where the 49ers didn't really add offensive tackles, the scheme fit, which he is perfect, and, you know, we just finished Austin Pleasance at 81, who they're kind of fighting for the same spot. I gave the nod, the tie break, to Sebastian Gutierrez because he fits much more closely to what the Niners typically go with in their offensive lineman versus Austin Pleasance. A little bit bigger, a little bit more lethargic, a little more heavy-footed. Sebastian Gutierrez, he's Colton McKivitz, but faster and stronger. Like, so at number 80, let's talk about it, because here we go. He wears jersey number 60. He can play guard and tackle. The versatility, check mark. Scheme fit, listen to this, 6'6", 308. Colton McKivitz, 6'6", 306, right? Right at 33-inch arms, 26 years old, ran a 5'1", 40, 1.79, 10-yard. Both those are very, very good for offensive linemen. 7'5", 3-cone, good. 28 bench press reps. So he's just like Colton McKivitz, except he's faster and stronger. Colton ran a 5.35. He ran a 5.10, so basically a quarter second faster in the 40. That's great. Colton McKivitz did 20 bench press reps. Sebastian Gutierrez, 28. He is your prototypical height, weight, speed, film, versatile offensive tackle, offensive guard in the Chris Forster Shanahan scheme. He just checks it to a T. And on top of that, he's been with the 49ers. Spent all year last year on the practice squad, and he's traveled around. He's entering into his fourth season in the NFL, and we'll go through all the places he's bounced around, but this is a player that fits what the 49ers want at the offensive line position. He just hasn't got much playing time. And so you're hoping he kind of develops into a backup reserve role instead of just, you know, another player that is cut and moves on. But the fact that they stashed him on their practice squad all year, called him up once or twice, gives me a little bit of hope. Now, he's from Pasco, Washington, graduated Pasco High School, football, basketball, golf, track, field, baseball. Good Lord. Did it all. Academic athlete of the conference in high school. And then what's crazy is he goes to Minot State University in Minot, North Dakota. I apologize if I'm mispronouncing that. He's only the third player in Minot State University to make it to the NFL. A little trivia thing. Randy Hedberg, who was a quarterback back in the 70s, and Ron Marsh, defensive end in the 70s, 80s. And then you got Sebastian Gutierrez. That's it. It's three. Not the conventional path to the NFL, but he graduated with a degree in corporate fitness and wellness management. He is pursuing a career in sports management. So being in the NFL, that's definitely going to help that. He was a team captain in college, vice president of academic affairs. Dude, check that out. Member of the honor roll, all those things. So his college career, redshirted 2016, played 9 games as a tight end. Athleticism, check, right? The Joe Staley pathway, these small directional whatever schools, tight end, you convert them to tackle, and you reap the benefits. Like, whenever I say Sebastian Gutierrez is the prototypical offensive lineman that the 49ers covet, the parallels are huge. Now, at some point, it's got to pan out. Yeah, he's highly athletic, fits the outside zone scheme, height, weight, speed, arm length, measurables, check, 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 check. But you got to play at some point. He even caught 5 passes at college. And then he switched to left tackle, started. And once he switched to left tackle, he started every single game. His 2020 season, his last season in college, was canceled due to COVID. So he missed out on that. Goes undrafted by the Broncos in the 2022 draft. And, you know, since then, man, it's just been, he didn't make the initial roster for the Broncos. Then he signs to the Patriots. Then he just starts squad hopping. He was on the Raiders twice, Chiefs once, Browns once, Colts once, and twice now with the 49ers. They had him last year on the practice squad, on the 90-man roster. Again, he was 83 last year. Now he's number 80. He's bumped up a little bit. Gets cut at the 53. They bring him back on the practice squad. Kept him all year. Signed him to a reserve deal, and he's back again. what does that look like? You know, he was promoted to the 53-man roster. He played three snaps at right tackle in week 14. That's what he's done. They were kneeled down at the end of the game. Now, he signed a $1.03 million contract, zero guaranteed. And it's just kind of what it's going to be. His career earnings, $660,000. When you do not get called up to the active roster, you live off the practice squad pay. It's what it is. So even though he's been in the NFL for four seasons, barely cracked half a million, got to make that active roster if you're going to get paid. You have to make the active roster. Otherwise, you just do not get the money. He's appeared in two games in the NFL. Like I said, three snaps last year. He's played 84 snaps through three preseasons, though. So all at left tackle. Now, we're grading 84 snaps here. It's a very small sample size. But his overall PFF score, 58.7. 76 in pass pro, 44 in run blocking. There lies the issue. The movement skills, all that stuff, pass pro, he can play guard, but whenever you can't run block and you can't anchor, which is his issue, it's hard to move you inside. So, you know, is he going to edge out one of those roles? Right now he's getting out-snapped by Austin Pleasance, but I like Sebastian Gutierrez just a hair more because of the versatility. He can play inside-outside because he fits what it is, and the 49ers have invested already a year of development into him. Can he make strides to be something else? Now, let's be reasonable. This is his third stint with the 49ers. Is there something they see in him, whatever, to make the 53-man? I don't think so. Practice squad's probably best situation for him. But there's enough there to like. Team fit, athleticism. I mean, he checks the mold. And we'll have to see, can he develop into something more? Or is this going to be one of his last stops of the NFL career? Now, injuries happen, and they happen to the 49ers more than most. I still think it's going to probably take two to three stacked injuries at his position before he gets playing time. So I just don't see it. But maybe back on the practice squad again for Sebastian Gutierrez, who comes in number 80. Have to thank Josh, Ben, and Zach, our executive producers of the entire roster series. For us in the 49ers Rush team, we're just going to keep counting them down.